So in Chutz La'aretz, our the entire year of Shvius has passed, and we didn't necessarily have so much shaychus to the kiyum mitzvah of Shemitah. But now comes the end of the year, and we have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah. What's the mitzvah for Chutz La'aretz? Shemitah's ksafim, like the Torah says, that all the debts which are owed, all outstanding debt which is owed during coming the end of Shemitah, is negated by the end of the Shemitah year. Do not press your friend for the money, and shamoit kobal mashiyadoi, you should let it go and negate the loans. And there's big machlokes in the Rishonim if that applies nowadays. It's a big sugya in Gittin. Other places does apply nowadays. Bechlal, there's the tour brings from the Rosh that the Rosh showed up to a new place. And he shows up there, and no one's keeping this din, and everyone's collecting their chayvais. And he says, "How could this be?" And they say, "Look, you know, this is the minig over here. This is what we do. This is what we do here." So he says, "Miyash tamati al zem yom boyu la'aretz hazois." And how could it be? And they say, "Rabbi, this is what we do here." And they said, "Well, look how all the loan documents are drafted, and the attorneys drafted with this neschois that address all the issues." And he says, "I looked at them, and there's nothing there, and it's a big problem." Vani and the Rosh says, "I myself, though, anyone came to me for a din, I was meshamit all the chayvais, but all the other batei din did not, and I didn't say anything." That's the Rosh says. So in other words, the Rosh is saying that we pass in the Ikra Halacha, or the Rosh is saying that the din is that we are noyig Shemitah's Ksofim bizman hazeh. However, there is a tshuva in the Igros Moshe Chelik Beis that he says that if someone did not write a prosbul and Shemitah passed, L'maisa, they're allowed to go collect the choiv based on the Tshuva Sarosh, because obviously the Rosh wasn't Meicha. Probably the Ikra Halacha is that it's not really Noyig. And there's one reason he gives. And there's another reason from the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan says that, as we'll see soon, there's a big shaila. What type of Beis Din do you need to write a prosbul? Can it just be the three people that you do Ataras Nedarim with? 1, 2, 3, Ataras Nedarim, prosbul, and get it all finished? Or is there halacha you have to actually have people that may know something about Shvius, that they're Beis Din for you? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that according to the opinions, you need a real Beis Din. There is no real Beis Din nowadays that maybe would be able to address the prosbul. And therefore, he says that Chazal would have never been misakin that Shvius is Meshamet Ksafim Midirabana nowadays if there's no way out built in a prosbul. And since there is no prosbul, then the Shemitah Ksafim is not Noyeg either. Aruch HaShulchan over there says. So he says there are smachim to that as well, but akuponim, the Ikra Halacha is, and that's the whole siman in Shulchan Aruch Samach Zayin, that we are Noyeg Shemitah Ksafim Bizman Hazeh as well. And therefore, if a person would not write a prosbul, and any debt is due before Shvius is over, after Shemitah, a person would not be able to collect that loan. And the person would, if the loiva would come and offer to pay, he would have to say Meshamitani, and he wouldn't be able to collect the loan. Now, the loiva's responsibility is to say Afal Pikein, he wants to pay, but the Ikar Halacha is that he would have to Meshamit the Choiv, so therefore, Hillel was Mesakin. So address this problem, Hillel was Mesakin, the prosbul. Now, in order to understand how the prosbul works, I wanted to maybe take a step back and understand the whole mitzvah. What's happening with the Shemitah's Ksafim in the first place? And how does it work? And once we understand that, well, then we understand a little bit about Shemitah. And there's a lot of questions that people ask. There's a lot of questions that people want to know, like, you know, what types of loans, and what if there's a gemach, and what if the person's wife has outstanding debt, and what type of Beis Din, and can I do it online? There's a lot of questions, so we'll hopefully get to some of these questions. So the it's muchach in the Rosh that there's really two dinim in Shemitah's Ksafim, because the Rosh says, Rabbi Friedman spoke about this last year, that the Rosh says that there's really two parts of the Shemitah. One part is that you're not allowed to ask for the money. Lo yigoy se sachicha. And the other part is kikara, that's one halacha. You know how to ask for the money. And you know how to press him and keep on, you know, asking for the money. There's a second halacha that the loan is negated. And therefore, even if he offers you the money, you can't really take it. He's not offering you a matana. The loan is negated, is nishmat. So the Rosh actually says that at the beginning of the Shemitah year is when the Loyigos is chal. The Loyigos is the iser to ask him for the money. So the whole Shemitah, you can't ask him for the money. But the loan is only negated at the end of the Shemitah. So that's why, according to the Rosh, it's like you have to write a prusbel in the beginning, and according to everyone else, you have to write it at the end. Maybe according to the Rosh also at the end, maybe not. But that's why we did it L'chumra last year to adjust those. But you see in the Rosh clearly that there's two things. As a matter of fact, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says a Gavaldika Deher. So there's two things. There's a lav, that you're not allowed to be Yigois Esachicha, and there's an essay that you have to let the loan be negated. Shamoy. So he says that one could have asked Akasha that Shemitah Ksafim is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and therefore women shouldn't be chayiv. So give all your loans to your wife, and then she's not chayiv in the Shemitah. So if it's mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's only to get every 7 years. So Mela, the there shouldn't be a din Shemitah on Noshim. So he says that. So he says that since there's a lav, there's also an essay, like a Shabbos. If there's a lav and an essay on the same thing, so there's no tour of an essay either. But that's the idea, is that the lav is an essay. There's two parts. Now, so let's take for an example. There's a halacha before Hillel came around. There was a halacha that that the Mishnah says that Moisir Shtarois of Lebezdin is not Mishamit. If a person gives over his choiv, his debt, to Beis Din, and they collect the debt, it's not Misham, it's not subject to Shvius. So Rashi says, why not? Because he's not collecting, they're collecting, number one. And number two, Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So in the Sefer Torah Zroim, he explains that Rashi has to give two reasons. Because there's really two parts to the Shvius that all these things have to address. Number one is, you're not allowed to collect it. So by giving it over, Moshe Shtaris of Beis Din, they're collecting it, not you. That's number one. But number two is, okay, you're not allowed to collect it. But even if he offers you the money, Pnei Yeshua asks, even if he offers you the money, you're not allowed to take it. So what does it help that you gave it to the Beis Din? They're allowed to ask for it, but the debt is negated. It's nishmat. So he says on that, Rashi added, there's a hefker, bez, and hefker, that the Beis Din is allowed to reinstitute the choy, that it shouldn't be subject to the Shemitah. So that's how Rashi learns. And it's possible that, and other Rishonim learn differently, but the concept is once you bring Beis Din into it, and Beis Din starts collecting it, either it's exerts a cost of the Beis Din's allowed to collect it, or since it's already started in collections, so it's not subject to the Shvius. Because once it's already in the process of being collected, so it's Nogus for Oymed, so Mamela is no problem that the Shvius will negate it, because it's already been in the process of collections. So that was on the Deraisa. Apparently on the Deraisa level, that would have been good, but people, that would be very complicated to use this method, because then everyone would have to go and carry all their shtaris to Beis Din and give it to Beis Din. And that's very inconvenient for many reasons. Obviously, first of all, Beis Din is not interested in your shtaris. Second, we'll go find the Beis Din. Third of all, what about Shchoy V'Sarar Baal Peh? There's a lot of debt that has no shtar anyway. So a lot of things wouldn't work. So Hillel was concerned about this, and Hillel said, so we're going to make a concept of prusbel. Now here's the question. What exactly is prusbel? And then we'll get back to the question of what type of Beis Din to use. And we'll break it down. So basically, there's two ways to understand the whole concept. One way to understand the whole concept of prusbel is similar to what we said in Moshe Shreis L'Beis Din. You're giving it over to the Beis Din. And the Beis Din is either collecting it, something along those lines. And the Beis Din has the power to go ahead and enforce this collection. The other way to understand it is the Lashon of the Rambam. And the Rambam basically says that this Shemitah is Derabbanan. And Chazal said, if you go ahead in front of a Beis Din, you make a declaration, you say, I want to collect the debt. So essentially, that Amira, maybe it's the beginning of the collection process, I want to say. But the point is that the declaration itself, that you want to collect the debt, makes it that your debt is not subject to the Shemitah. Because pashtus, I would think, is the Meiri's mashmas, because you already started, that's also starting to the collection process, because you're declaring, you're not interested in letting it go. You want to go ahead and enforce the Beis Din to help you collect the debt. So that's also, you know, bringing in the Beis Din into the process.
Why do I need Beis Din for that?
What should you need? No, but you didn't. So maybe you could tell to Adam, but maybe you could tell Adam, or maybe you need Adam to Teresa Beis Din. But
this works on the right level also?
No, according to the Rambam, Zekaran. The Rambam holds in the Takana. Takana is, this is how they were misakin. Like the Aruch HaShulchan says, they were misakin it that if you go ahead and make this haidah, Barab Beis Din, it didn't have to work in Beis Din, but they were misakin in Beis Din. The Chora, the opposite, because since it doesn't have such a starka tfisa, if they wouldn't be doing it in Beis Din, so then it wouldn't be chashuv. So now, Lemaisa is like this, and it doesn't really work so much, but we're gonna. Lemaisa, the big shaila is, so how do you go ahead and do this? So the first question to understand is, so which Beis Din do you have to use and say it in front of a Beis Din? Because does it really work with the three guys that are sitting there that you just did a Taras Adorim and then you tell them, help me collect my chayvus? So this is a big machlokes in the Rishon. The Gemara is mashma that you need like mamash a Beis Din that can do a koyach of hefker Beis Din hefker. Like we said before, the whole idea is that they're collecting the choy for you. Rashi says hefker Beis Din hefker. So you need a Beis Din which is powerful enough to make hefker Beis Din hefker. And the hefker Beis Din hefker means is that on Isurim, Chazal can't just uproot the araisa, but on momentistic things, on things which are monetary, Chazal could go ahead and even change the din de araisa. So al kopanim. You need a strong Beis Din like that. Now, if that would be the case, most poskim hold, we don't even have that type of Beis Din nowadays, Bechlal. We don't have a Beis Din that can do Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. So, that would be a big problem. And that's what we said before from the Aruch HaShulchan and others, that if that's the Beis Din that you need, and that's the Takana, then it wouldn't work. But the Rambam Shita and the Mechaber passing like this, and the Sfaradim passing like that, that has to be at least a Choshev Beis Din Shebador. It has to be Chosha Beis Din, you're giving the authority to this Chosha Beis Din to go ahead and collect your Choyf. So, still, like, well, how does the Chosha Beis Din work? If they're not using Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So the Yashiv says a very nice Deher. Says the Deher is that, you're right, they can't do the Hefker Beis Din Hefker, but there was a Takan of Hillel. And all they need to do is implement the Takan of Hillel. So as long as it's the Beis Din Chashuv, that Hillel, if he would be here today, he would say, this Beis Din should pass in these dinim, this Beis Din, this is the generation we live in. We don't have Hillel, and what should we do? So Hillel himself would agree that this Beis Din is right to pass in this din. So therefore, Hillel would say, my Hefker Beis Din Hefker, I want it to be Chal through these people. In other words, as long as the Beis Din is following the Messiah, and the Beis Din is a Choshev Beis Din that's following the Pesachim from the previous Doris, and Hillel would be willing to be mimed them, then they're Roy to make this Din. So that would be, if you hold Hefker Beis Din, this five and Taka hold like that. Now, what's the big problem? Oh, what's the big problem? The big problem is that if you need a Choshev Beis Din, then first of all, that Choshev Beis Din is going to be pretty busy every Rosh Hashanah. And not everyone standing there is bringing a prizmal in front of Chacham Pliny, Pliny, and Pliny, right? So that's a big problem. So the Mechaber Paskins that you can, now this is back to your question, Shekel. Mechaber Paskins, if you need a Beis Din Choshev, then you could do the prizmal Shalei Bifneim. You could do it not in front of them. So what do? You get Edim. Now, Machoik is a Shulchan Aruch, do you need two Edim or three Edim? Which is an interesting concept. We never found three Edim anywhere. Okay? But the Gra says that since you're not going in front of a Beis Din, you should have three Edim. But on Kapanim, you go in front of Edim, and you tell the Edim, I am now giving over my Shtaris to that Beis Din Choshev. And that works. So the advantage of that method is that you have a Beis Din Choshev. The disadvantage is you're doing it shalai b'fneim, but you have a Beis Din that's listening to what you're saying, and you're going to say in front of the Beis Din here, in front of the Edim here, I'm giving over my stars to that Beis Din. They signed the paper that they heard you say that, and that's fine. Now that's why when you come in front of the okay, we'll get to that. Now what does the Rama say? The Rama says no, you can go in front of three people, no matter three. They could even be Kroivim. Three people, and you tell the three people, I want to collect my chayv. Mistama, that's more like the other pshat, that you just have to be idea in front of the people that you want to collect your chayv. Now, the Rama says that you have to tell it to the Beis Din. So it only works it works b'fnei. So that's the Rama says. So the Rama's mahalach has an advantage because you're doing it in front of them, but it's a disadvantage because you're using a weaker Beis Din. The Sfardim's mahalach is good because you're using a strong Beis Din, but it's a disadvantage because it's shleib b'fneiim. So to address this, so kipshutai, the halacha would be that it depends on, you know, if you're Sfardi Ashkenazi, what do you do? There's a Sfardi first of all, and then there's an Ashkenazi first of all. So, fine. But Lamaisa, so last time, I think what we used was of Nusach, I don't know if this, we'll see, but the Nusach of Rabbi Yashiv was to try to do both. And basically what you do is you go in front of the people and you say that, you say, Hareini Shalech, I'm standing in front of you, and I want you to hear that I am being Moiser, my Shtorais, my Choyvais, to the Beis Din Choshev in Bnei Brak, Lakewood, whatever. I'm being Moiser, my Beis Din Choshev, to a Beis Din Choshev in Beis Din Choshev, Shabbat Medina, whoever that may be. And I want you to hear me do that. Shekol Choyv Sheyesh, Shekvenu Kozman Sheyritzeh, and I'm giving over the Beis Din. Vim ein mayil mesira el lefnei Beis Din. But if you need the Beis Din to be here, then I'm treating you not as Eidim, I'm treating you as Dayanim, and I'm giving it to the three people in front of me. So im ein mayil mesira el lefnei Beis Din. Harin moysel lefneichem shekol chav sheish shekvena kozman sheirta. Now, here's a little bit of a shaila. If you gave it to, why can't? So someone asked a kasha in this Rabbi Yashiv's Nusach. So when you come collect the chayv, the Leib will say, maybe it's another Beis Din. To some, he says, Zil hacha kamatchilei. No, maybe you don't know which Beis Din you gave it to. So Demis says that. Well, no, maybe it's at that Beis Din. But Demis, you have to back up a step. According to the sheet, you gave it to the Beis Din. So why isn't the Beis Din collecting your call up? You know, Chacham Yosef. You know, I need help with my loan. Can you collect it for me? Like, where are they? You just gave him the chayvus, and now what happened? So the answer is that Chassam Sofer says you gave him the chayvus, and now they're making you a shliach to go be able to collect it for them on their behalf. So you're a shliach of the Beis Din. So therefore, this taina not a taina because you're a shliach of whichever Beis Din it is. I'm coming from koyches of both Beis Din to collect the money. So it's not really a taina. This was Rabbi Yashiv's nusach. It's a little confusing nusach. So. Why should we be chushes for the seat of the mechaber? Because a lot of shouldn't hold like that. A lot of shouldn't hold like that, and it's a lot more mistaber. Also, it's a lot more mistaber. Well, no, he doesn't say that because the ikar amira is that you're giving it to that Beis Din. They're not kroivim. You're just saying it in front of this Beis Din, and this could be a shvacha Beis Din. You're just using this Beis Din to document that you said it. Right. No, in Sanan Mechaber, we're using the Beis Din Choshev. Right, so what's other Ma, it's a shvacha Beis Din anyway. So. Same, but the Edom are not accomplishing anything. They're just listening to you say it. Like he said, I mean, well, you did it, Lamaisa. Right? Now, Lamaisa is like this. So, let's get to that question. So what do you do when you're at the Prozbul? You're writing it, you're saying it, what is that? So what happens is that you come just to know what to do. So you come, and you pick up the document, and the people that are signing that they heard the Malveh, they heard the person declaring that he's giving. So you have to declare, you have to read the shtar to the Bezdin. You have to read the shtar to the Bezdin, and now the Bezdin can sign and say, they heard you say the following. Okay, so you have to say it. So the question becomes, can you make a shliach for that? Someone can't show up. They can't make a prosbul. So what happens to someone that can't make a prosbul? Can you make a shliach to write a prosbul? So what would happen? I come and say, he told me that he wants you to take the chayvos. So it's a shaila, because there's a concept in shlichus mili lo mimshin l'shliach, that it's just words, really. It's just a tzibur to give it over. It's not actually giving it over. So does that work or not? The maskana of the poskim is that it works. But it's a shiloh. So there's another way to do it. And this brings up another shiloh. Is that according to this, whether you're saying it with an amira, whether you're saying it with a shtar, you have to say it in front of the Beis Din. That was what Rabbi Shneidman asked before. But the din is you have to say it in front of a Beis Din. And once the Beis Din heard you say it, they can document it. So someone brought up the issue that there's like online Google form prosbos. An online prosbos. So the chayra, that online prosbul doesn't work. Because, not if you download it and fill it up and then bring it to, but I'm not talking about it. I'm saying you fill it up. Why? Because the Chasam Sofer had a shayla like that. That someone wanted to use the chashav of the Chasam Sofer, and they wrote him a letter saying, I want to give my chayvus over to your bezdin. Or the Chasam Sofer says, well, I didn't hear you say that. And the bezdin, you didn't say it in front of a bezdin, and you didn't tell the bezdin you're giving it to me. So the fact that now I see your letter that you want to give it to me, you didn't give it to me in front of a Beis Din. So the Amira has to be in front of a Beis Din. So it won't work. As a matter of fact, there's a story with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, the first year, Tavshin Yud Ches, he wanted to use a Beis Din Choshev. So he wanted to use a Beis Din Yerushalayim, Rav Dushinsky's Beis Din. So he wrote on a piece of paper, he said, I want the Dayanim, Rav Dushinsky and his Beis Din, to know that I'm giving over my chayvus to you. And he sent someone as a shliach to bring the paper. He didn't want to make the shliach to say it. He made the shliach to bring the paper. And then, when they received the paper, then they wrote a prosbul and said, Kibalnu gilui daita shomaron. We know that you want to give it to us. And based on the fact that you want to give it to us, we can write a prosbul for you. Because if you said it to us or you wrote it to us, it's the same. So that means that the Beis Din has to write the prosbul based on his amira. Or so l'chara, I don't know what they do, but look, this online prosbul concept, if you fill it out, would only work if what happens is who's ever on the other side takes all the names and says, oh, this person wants me begala daitoi, and then they write a prosbul out for each one of those people. That thing doesn't work. So what would have to be is that they go ahead and print it out and then write that now, because these people filled out a form, I'm writing out a prosbul for them. But you can't just do the form. So I don't know exactly what goes on the other side of those forms. No, to find out about it, but you said it to a Beis Din. No, you didn't say it to a Beis Din when you clicked. You didn't. There was no Beis Din involved at all. Right? So there was no Beis Din involved at all at that point. Right? So now, Maisa, we are Mekel, you can give it to a Shliach, so I guess, and so a person could make a Shliach to write if they're not going to be able to make it. And as far as debt owed to a wife, so most Paiskim hold that it's included, unless the stipend says, unless it's money that she earned before she was married, it's included in I don't know, you know, I think that's. Makubal, and now there's an interesting a benegia gemach. It's also there's a couple shittas on this, but Rav Chaim writes in the Derech Emuna that because there are a lot of shittas, and the shaila of the gemach goes both ways. It goes to people that are lending to the gemach, and then the gemach itself that lent it out to other people. So he suggests both people should write a prosbul. Anyone that lent money to a gemach should write a prosbul, and the manager of the gemach should also write a prosbul, because it's possible that it's not so posh. He says a lot of tzedim, and you should just, but it could be included according to them in the prosbul of the person, now of the his personal prosbul. Now there's another eitzah. Let's say someone cannot make a prosbul. He doesn't make a prosbul, and he remembers a little bit before a shana that Shemitah is about to hit. So what should he do? He doesn't have time. So it's a very simple Eitzah. As a matter of fact, this Eitzah is so simple that some of the Achrayim asked, why didn't Hillel just say to do this? Why do you have to make this whole complicated prosbul? Prosbul is only Meshamit Chayvis that are due before Shvius. So a minute before Shvius, you can go to two people and say, before Rosh Hashanah, before the end of Shvius, you go to two people and you said, I hereby am extending credit to anyone that owes me money, and I cannot, you know, it's not this month. I cannot collect any debt until Tzom Gedaliah. And then, no, that debt is not due by the end of Shvius. You just extended it to Tzom Gedaliah. And Memela, it's not Mashamet to Shvius. So really, that's a Pashat Eitzah. And to the point that, like, why didn't Hillel just misakin that?
Why are we not saying on the Ramah that says that there's no, we hold make your idea that there's no Shvius itself and there's not as that? Why don't we follow that?
I'm saying, so there's a truth in the Agos Moshe, and basically says if you didn't write a prosbul, you didn't do any of these things, you could still collect it.
Why do you have to command the truth in the Agos Moshe? Why is the fact that Ramah
Because it's a sfek sfeka. Because first of all, the likelihood that the Leib will ever pay you even without Shemitah is suffic. And then the Leib will say, I hold like the other Shita. Go, you have to get the Leib to a Bezin that's going to hear your Shtekel Torah. So you're better off just doing the prosbul. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is, I mean, most Batei Din aren't so comfortable just ignoring Shemitah. Probably. So he could tell you, go to take me to Bezin, and Bezin's going to have to rely on this whole, So, Lemaisa, if the halacha in the shtar is that if there's no zman in the shtar, then it works till the end of the day. It goes till the end of the day. So if you don't write a zman in the prosbul, which there's no, usually you don't write a time, you just write the date. So it's mishamet at the end of the day, which is fine. But the stipler had a gavaldika hider. The stipler was mahader. What he did was he wrote a zman in the shtar. So now, since he wrote a zman, so it's only mishamet at the time of the shtar. Afterwards, it's not mishamet anymore. And any loan that you give after the prosbul is written is not included in the prosbul. So Mamela, what he did was, he wrote a zman, and then right after the prosbul, he lent someone a few dollars, and he said to that person, but that it's due in an hour. And now it's due in an hour, so I want to go collect the money as Mekamim Mitzvah Shvius with that loan that he gave after the prosbul. So to write the whole prosbul and then become the extra mitzvah of lending money and of being mashamit, he had to do this. But it only works if the person writes this man in the prosbul. If he doesn't write this man, then it's mashamit the chayvus anyway. I'll just say that I just saw this week. I opened up randomly a letters from the Chafetz Chaim. And Chafetz Chaim says that Mashiach. Mashiach ben David is Mitzvah Shvius is because so many mitzvahs of Shvius were fulfilled, and the whole mitzvah of Shvius is that it becomes an Eisra, it's an Eisratzim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of Shvius. So right at the end of Shvius is everyone's being Isaac and all these mitzvahs of Shvius is that gives a Gevaldika Eisratzim, and the Mela now it's an Eisratzim that's Mesugah that Mashiach is Ba B'Mitzvah Shvius. That's how the Chafetz Chaim explains that. So, Mamsh, this man is a Gevaldika Eis Ratzin. It doesn't come up very often that we're doing the Ratzin Hashem and trying to. And the whole message of the Shvius is that everything belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't belong to us. And Mela, if a person thinks about that and connects to that, it's a Gevaldika Eis Ratzin opportunity business.